Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thank you, Awful Bird. How's everybody going? We've got a special guest today. We're having a little bit of phone implications, not a problem. We will be right back with our guest, Lydia Aswolf, certified psychic medium and all-around wonderful gal. I know you're going to love her. I can't wait to get her on the line. We will be right back in a few moments with our guest. My board's decided not to work. Bear with me one moment. What we'll do is, looks like we've got, no, that's not Lydia. Okay, no worries. I'm going to play an ad about our programs, and we'll get Lydia on the phone. So bear with us one moment. Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Hello. Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Each week, featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs. But if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music. Well, alrighty then. We made it. And we have our guest on the line, and we've got a perfectly clear connection. Hello, Lydia.
Hello, B. It's lovely to be with you again.
I just can't believe you're here. It's great.
I know. It's fabulous. It's like a kind of a reuniting kind of show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely it is. For those who may not know, Lydia had a show on GGM Radio. And she's going to be bringing that show back to the airwaves.
That's right. Lydia's Literary Lowdown. I'll be interviewing authors and people who work in publishing, literary agents, editors, and, of course, if on occasion I may even do a few reviews. We'll just see.
Oh, I think that's going to be fabulous. I can't wait for your show to begin. And we're going to be tapping into another one of your expertises today as well, because Lydia is a certified psychic medium. She's an extremely gifted and talented lady. And we will be taking your calls for free mini readings. In fact, we've got a few folks in the queue already, Lydia.
Well, before we warn them how blunt and honest I can be. That's always, you know, that's always a sticking point with me. I'm very blunt, I'm very honest, and I call it as I see it.
And you know what? That's the only way to be. And that's
right.
one of my admiration points for you, my dear friend. I've always trusted you as far as your readings are concerned, and I always trusted that you would be telling what you see. And you know, you don't sugarcoat things. I like that.
Well, you know, if we were having lunch together and you had spinach in your teeth, I think you'd want me to tell you.
Absolutely.
and that's my philosophy to reading. I mean, you know, I like to bill myself more as a consumer advocate than anything else. It's very important that the psychic get things right. If they don't get it right, and you know, I'm thrilled to be wrong live on air. I am thrilled to be wrong. So if I'm wrong with any of our callers waiting in line, it's actually something everyone needs to pay close attention to. When a psychic is wrong, they should be able to admit that they're wrong, and then they should go no further. That's it.
Right, because sometimes we don't have a connection, and I think that's really important for folks to appreciate, is that if there's not a connection and the psychic reads you anyway, they may not, they're picking up on their own energy, in other words, or energy around you. Because as claircognizance, clairvoyance, using any of the clairsenses, we have to trust what we get.
Right. And if what we get is wrong, then you need to go elsewhere. That's it.
Yeah.
But if someone can't get your present or your past correct, what chance do they have at your future? They don't have a chance at
Beautiful.
All. So my thing is, if they can't get what's going on right now, I'm just immediately like, I'm sorry, I'm not connecting with you. There's a reason there are millions upon millions of psychics. You're meant to connect with one of them, not all of them, and you shouldn't have to kind of be taken for a ride on your hard-earned dime for it.
You know, I think that's really good, and what you're saying, and that kind of brings a question to mind. What happens when somebody gets a lot of readings and gets a lot of mixed messages?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big advocate of a lot of readings. I mean, I know it takes time to make sure that you have a connection with someone, but here's the kind of controversial thing that I said on Psychically Correct, a show I had here on WGGM. I think every psychic should have a money back guarantee. It's just that simple, because quite frankly, whenever I meet with someone, if I'm not connecting with them, I should know within the first 5 to 10 minutes. That's not a lot of time. And it doesn't hurt me to say, I'm sorry, I'm not connecting with you. I'm going to immediately refund you. And I've done it to scores of people. That would bring more legitimacy to our business. It's not because I'm a wonderful person. It's because that's sound business. And I think what can happen when you're getting loads of readings from people, from different psychics, and if they're all connecting with you, you have to remember specifically if you're asking about someone else that you're asking in real time. If they're in a crap mood one day, the reading is going to be abysmal. If they're in a happy, over-the-top mood, a dream came true day, things are going to look beatific. They're going to look beautiful, like you have the best future ever. The next day, they could be in a so-so mood. So you have to remember, and I try and tell people this, clients this all the time, if you want a real-time view, appreciate that you have good days and bad days, and the future will change accordingly. But on the whole, I think you don't need to have consistent readings. I have people who might come for a checkup once a year, and that's fine with me. And that's another warning sign, really. Sometimes psychic readings, and I don't mean to stir the pot or be controversial here, although you know how I am, but sometimes it can be akin to domestic abuse. And I say this because you get certain psychics who are not legitimate, who will almost forbid you from going to anyone else. They will not be happy. You always have to be on your guard. It's your hard money, or you're not your hard money, but sometimes it's awfully hard to come by nowadays. You are hard to earn it. You should make sure that the psychic or medium you consult is earning it. And if they don't get what's going on around you, then they are not earning that money. And as you know, the other thing that always comes up, you know this, B, is the prices we charge. Well, that money comes back to any client. It bounces immediately back to any client that I don't connect with. I think that should be a policy. You know, we should create between us, B. We should create some sort of standards and practices and a bill of rights for consumers who consult psychics, because too many of them lose money. They're fed fairy tales. What you need in a reading is good and bad. I always use the example that you could go to one psychic who tells you, oh, my heavens, you've been so stressed, but don't worry about it. In the next the next month, let's say, you're going to be able to take 6 to 8 weeks off. You're going to be able to lay around and do absolutely nothing. Well, you go to another psychic who's honest, and she says, yeah, you're going to have that 6 to 8 weeks off because you're going to be in a full body cast.
Oh, my
gosh. One is telling you fairy tales. The other one's telling you the truth. There is an in-between. You are capable of finding the in-between. I'm not. So let's just get this out of the way right off. B is a kind, compassionate, caring, and tactful person. I am not. I care. I care very much, because I think being a psychic is all about daring to care. And what you tell the people you love the most is the absolute truth. You don't sugarcoat it. My delivery is not as good as yours. It never has been. It never will be. We're all designed differently, and there's a reason for that. All of my clients can handle my blunt delivery, but you have such a gentle, kind touch that there are clients, we could both connect perfectly with one person. But that one person may deviate more towards the blunt, forthright, get the bad out of the way first and then go on towards the good, or they could deviate towards the more gentle, tactful delivery that you have. So you can connect with more than one psychic. You just need to make sure they're connecting. That's it. You have a Bill of Rights. I just think what's not present in our industry today, which is huge, is money-back guarantee. I think that's very important to me, because then you're putting yourself on the line. It's your reputation. It would do nothing but good for our profession if more people offered that.
Right. I gotcha. I think that's beautiful the way that you put it. And, you know, Lydia, that we have a lot of things in common besides the fact that we're both Scorpios. Oops, did I say that?
Yes, and the reputed whores of the zodiac. Let me tell you a little something. We're not whores. Thank you very much. You know what? I know it. In every bit of asset, I read the other day, this is actually online somewhere. I don't remember. I'm not giving anyone the link for our sakes, B, but I read somewhere where they literally likened Scorpios to prostitutes. And I said, look now, I'm working, you know, on my 15th year of marriage, and I've not strayed, so you need to just chuck that one.
Right, I gotcha.
Which is a good thing for the listening audience. Remember, your sign is not the whole story. Your sun sign is not the whole story. And there are a lot of stereotypes about signs that I think are just completely wrong.
Right, I gotcha.
But you were saying we were alike. I'm sorry, you know how I am.
Yeah, I love it. I love it because, Lydia, it's so refreshing to hear you. Your show was quite popular. And I'm really looking forward to you having another show on GGM Radio. That's coming up in March. So mark your calendars for March. I believe it's the 23rd.
It's the 23rd. But a warning needs to go along, because, as you said, that's my day job is actually being a psychic. That's what I do.
Yeah. Right.
My sideline hobby is writing. So just so the audience knows, Lydia's Literary Lowdown is just that. It's about literary pursuits. I'll be happy to re-guest on the show and take questions from people all day long. But it is, and I'm just going to give you, I'm going to kiss your bum a little bit more on this show, Reverend B, because it is extraordinarily draining. Any psychic session is draining, okay?
Yes.
But to do an hour long of question after question after question, it can be demoralizing, because a lot of times you get people who genuinely need their questions answered, and yet you have the phone lines clogged with people who have already gotten an answer.
Right.
So
right.
Psychically correct, there may be another season someday, but I'm going to go with kind of hobby at this point.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd love to see Psychically Correct back on the air, although I'm really looking forward to Lydia's Literary Lowdown, only because I experienced that program before, because you kind of dabbled with it before, previously. And you had some phenomenal guests. There's one fella that I became friends with on Facebook because he was one of your guests, and he was an author. Yep, and I can't think of his name. I'm having a temporary brain fart, which
I automatically think of Stephen Presapio. I'm not sure if that's him or not.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
See, I had my psychic moment already. Callers beware.
Yeah.
I may have blown a fuse for the rest of the show.
Well, would you like to take your first caller and see what you come out with?
Sure. Great. We have applied the warnings.
All right. We've got area code 916. You're live and on the air with Bea and Lydia.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I don't believe I've had a reading with you unless you were on another show. But I did visit WGGM about a year and a half ago. And Amanda Dahl is one of my friends on Facebook, and she's always putting up these WGGM shows.
Right.
Right. I always like to start with what the first or foremost concern on your mind happens to be.
Okay, travel.
Okay, as far as you being able to travel?
Well, I know that I'm going. I just want to... Well, actually, I want to see what you come up with before I tell
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah, but this is where psychics will differ as well. I don't need your name. I don't need your date of birth. I do need a question. It gives me permission to look into your issues.
Okay.
So what
okay.
question
well,
would you
I'll
have
I'll just pick a specific place then. I would like to get to Vancouver by April. Do you see that possible?
I think it's possible, but it's going to take last-minute wheeling and dealing. I mean, literally down to the last minute, it seems like there's going to be wheeling and dealing going on, a lot of frantic activity if you want to make that in April.
Okay.
Yeah, B, what do you get? Back me up, woman. Or don't, if you don't get what I do.
Well, the interesting thing is the first thing that I'm feeling is that she's already there. So I'm kind of seeing future. I'm seeing already there in Vancouver. I'm seeing a lot of rain, a lot of mist, a lot of fog, and that seems to be symbolic of the mixed energies about the move. So
right, but
it's
like the next logical step, though. If she's wanting to achieve
right.
something, it really is. It's symbolic in that you're starting a new beginning. But
yeah.
I will warn you that new beginning is the same as the travel. The way that I get this is it's a lot of frenetic activity right up to the last minute. You get there, it's a load of frenetic activity all over again. There are so many I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. So does it make sense to you that when you get there, you're going to be running around like a chicken with its head cut off?
Wow.
Well, yeah, because I'm starting like a new profession, and I'm a light worker that's been on the road for a year and a half, and they have freed me up and set this up for
right,
me, and
this
I'm
is about
so glad
settling
that you confirmed
down,
it.
Too. You'll be settling down in Vancouver, won't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't
really
see
yeah.
you traveling loads and loads after unless it's regionally. So I'm not seeing, like, trips abroad or trips. You're going to be
okay.
settled in that place
for
some
a while.
Time so you can regain yourself. That's the
Yay.
Big thing for you is regaining yourself. Because when you do the type of work that you do, you're so outward extended that you can't be working on yourself when you're looking outward. So it looks to me, when you get to Vancouver, yes, there's a lot of frenetic activity, but you're being there and staying there and settling to extend, as you yourself said, you have it in the last year and a half, settling. And the pace will calm down so that you have more time to center yourself and kind of get to know yourself after a year and a half of whirlwind activity.
Yeah. I love it.
You know what's really interesting?
Yeah.
She carries dolphin energy, and that's a very powerful
yes.
energy to carry.
Oh, you're wonderful.
And
you picked that up. Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And that tells me that there is great joy.
Mm-hmm.
A real
Amazing
connection
joy.
To self, yeah, for you,
yes.
and
yes.
harmony. So you're
yes,
going to be
amazing.
Bringing that, and almost like creating your own vortex when you travel.
Okay.
So no matter where you go, you're home. I guess that's how I see it.
Right, but I'm liking Vancouver because she needs to settle down.
You.
See, B is the lovely one. I'm the one who says, look, woman, you need to settle down. It's great what you've been doing.
Cute.
Don't get me wrong. But you need to settle down, and quite frankly, you need
yeah.
to be a little more selfish. That comes with being a light worker. And I know
yeah,
I sound like
that.
It all the time. But you have to be more selfish.
I
would like you to lash out for something expensive, a spa weekend, a little gift you've kept from yourself for a time. I would like to see you give yourself more. And the reason for that is because it's very noble of you. You have a very noble mindset towards helping others. That's great. But I'm a
yeah.
little more on the evil side. So you have to be good to yourself, too. Don't mistake light working as shedding it on everyone else whenever your candles start sputtering, right? You have to replenish that flame. So when you get to Vancouver, after all the frenetic activity, when you get there, there's going to be loads of activity, little things that you have to do, and they have to be done. mm-hmm. after it, that settles down, but gosh, it's not even going to take long. I'd say it's going to settle down by May. You need to start reading books, painting, doing whatever puts you in your zone. You need to feel the unmitigated joy before you spread it to other people.
Yes, sir. I know there's a lot I have to do for myself, but, you know, I had to get to the point where I didn't have any more cords and all my psychic contracts had been met and I had to help the earth.
Right.
And all these great things. And I've been on the road for a year and a half, light working and letting everything go. So I'm there and this just popped up and I'll settle down anywhere. And I hadn't even thought it was going to be Vancouver, but this just popped up. But, you know, if I financially could take care of myself, I would be in doing it right now. So I think that in Vancouver, I will get the finances to be able to take care of myself like you're talking
about.
It's not even going to take that long.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, but remember, to everyone listening, the number one thing that psychics suck at, to be quite frank, is time. When I work with time, I will tell you it's going to be a year if it's going to be 3 months. And there is a reason for this. If I told you April 15th at 2 p.m. you would be in Vancouver and on that date you were not there, you're going to be crushed. I don't like crushing people, okay?
Well, I thought it was February.
So I will go longer
crushed.
Rather than shorter for your benefit. That way it's a pleasant surprise. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, to be where I have to be, it takes place in April. So that's why I gave. But other thoughts were that I would be there in February. So,
I'm not as keen on February.
I
don't think February is possible. It's almost the end of February now. That would be a miracle happening if it were February.
Oh, I love miracles. I can do miracles, too. And I
believe in
my healing there, too. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but the magic of miracles is that they don't come around very often. That's why they're magical.
Yes.
That's a nice
way to look at it. I can make
them, though.
Yeah. I can make them more often than I thought I could. So just the power, the high power of belief after you've done all your work is so amazing. Keep on encouraging and teaching people how to get there, the letting go and to getting to your higher self and loving yourself and forgiving everyone and not blaming anyone and just get there because, oh, boy, it's amazing when you get there. And I'm so grateful that you picked this up for me because, you know, these things happen and you're not really sure because it just suddenly happened. And really, it hasn't really, I don't have the answer that I'm really going yet.
That's just part of it. I mean, if you look at this from a totally different point of view, like B and I have our psychic caps on, but I also look at astrology, numerology, all that good stuff, and I know that astrologically this is not a good time.
April, quite aside from what
B and I have already said, I look at several different perspectives. When I look at this from an astrological angle, what's going up in our friendly or not-so-friendly skies, April is a much better date for you to go. I wouldn't want you going now. This would be a disaster of a time to go because, as we all know, Mercury turned retrograde today, I believe it was, or late last night. And, I mean, a perfect example of that is that I couldn't even get on this show.
B and I
managed at the last minute. Mercury retrograde, by the way, is nothing to be afraid of. It allows you, and this is where you are astrologically, it's allowing you, Mercury turning retrograde is working in your favor because it allows you to go over the past a bit. It allows you to maybe contact people that might be able to help you on this trip who you've known before. I never look at Mercury retrograde as a bad thing except for my computers, except for my electronics.
Yeah, me too. I don't look at it as a bad thing at all. Especially with me having my Saturn return and Jupiter return right now, Mercury retrograde is only something to do with computers, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
I'm not going
to
take in any negativity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, the second chance thing.
Super.
That's wonderful. Yes, I'm going to have to write your names down because I really enjoyed that, talking to you. And maybe someday when I get there and get settled, we can do a show together because I know I will be doing a show.
Oh, I would love
too.
To see that. Yeah, that would be just great. Just keep our website in mind, ggmradio.com.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Well,
you can thank Amanda
live.
For just putting everything on Facebook because I finally made it to your page.
Excellent.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Excellent. And I thank you for calling in today. It's been lovely speaking with you. Good luck with that move.
Thank you. God bless you.
Super deep. All right. Bless you too, dear. Lydia,
yeah, always, I think people should be, you know, everyone says that we're living in more and more selfish times, you know, the instant gratification and all that good stuff. But what I find are all the clients that I accept and who accept me are actually much better than I could ever hope to be. I learn from them. You know, I can tell them what's going to happen if I connect. But I learn more from them and their attitudes towards life. So it's not, you know, I always kind of get my dander up whenever people talk about us like we have some sort of special ability. For one thing, we've studied for years. You have, I have, we're both reverends. We've studied for years to get where we are. We're no different from a nurse, a doctor, anyone who has studied to get to where they are. A nurse, doctor, they may have been born with a gift of healing. They don't just automatically go out there and start making diagnosis. They have to study first. And in psychic's case, one of my other controversial things is I'm not into the psychic kid movement. I was a psychic kid. I'm glad that they didn't have cameras trained on me, because that is detrimental to their future as a psychic. And I'll tell you why. You know this, B. Every legitimate psychic who might be listening in knows this. You have to go through a trial by fire. Let me be specific on that. That means you generally, as a psychic, have to have the life experience to read, and you have to go through most everything that your clients are going to come to you with. People forget that no one comes to a psychic or a medium in times of joy. Never. They come to us at their most vulnerable. You know, I think people forget that. A lot of people look at me and think I'm a party favor, that I'm something fun to have at a party. I don't do parties, people. I don't do parties because it's not a frivolous kind of thing.
Right.
And we have to go through. So I don't think that psychic kids are a good thing. I just don't. I refuse to have anything to do with that, because the last thing, here's the funniest thing about our profession. The last thing any psychic is permitted is to feel special. The minute they feel special, they lose some ability. So having cameras trained on me when I was a kid would have made me feel special, which negates the whole purpose. You know, we serve. That's what we do. Yes,
right.
It can be argued that we charge exorbitant prices for our services, but you and I don't rake in the money, and there's a reason for that. If we don't connect, the money comes right back. That's it.
Right.
And we're not designed to connect with every person. That's it.
Yeah. With that, let's try another caller and see. I got a funny feeling you're going to connect with this one.
We'll see.
Hello, area code 908. You're live and on the air with B and Lydia.
Hi, this is James.
Hey,
hello, James.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us today?
Yes, but let me just tell you, like, I started meditating last year to all my archangels, and I was able to connect to, like, Gabriel, Michael. I was able to connect to Zadokai, and the newest one is Metatron. And they helped me to clear out everybody that wasn't supposed to be around me anymore, all my blockages. And I was just wondering, this one thing about love, like, when will I meet that right lady?
Okay, well, when will you start looking? They don't fall through the ceiling into your lap and start making sweet, sweet love to you. They just don't. You have to look. So I understand and appreciate that you've been working on clearing all blockages, and there's a reason for that. You're a blank slate now, in a good way. You can go forward without anything that dogged you before and find someone, but it's not as simple as meeting cute. You have to be looking. You have to be out there, or you have to ask your friends or someone like that, because until you do, I'm not going to be able to see that person, because they don't just walk up to your door, knock, and give you, lay a kiss on you. They don't. You have to look for them.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean it's impossible. Of course it's possible. I expect it. I mean, this is a situation where I expect you to meet someone. But it could be through, you have to also look. It's not, this is a big misconception. A lot of people ask me this question, and I always look to see if they're looking. I don't see you doing speed dating. I don't see that being a huge interest to you, or online dating or long-distance relationships. You want something real, and you want something that they don't live 50,000 miles away, right?
Well, yeah. I want the whole thing where just getting married again and this time having kids and just the whole thing.
Right, but if you want it, you go after it. I'll tell you the best way for you to actually achieve this, to meet someone, because here's the thing they're going to require, your beliefs. You're going to have the same beliefs. So if you've ever attended any kind of a spiritual workshop, anything like that, that would be an excellent idea where you could kind of kill two birds with one stone. Not that I advocate killing birds, because I don't. It's just the same people. That said, the thing is, you could combine two things, meet like-minded people, because, you know, whenever you go on a journey like you have, it's you're dealing with yourself. You're working on yourself. It can actually be isolating. I would recommend you look for workshops where you can meet like-minded people, because you can make friends. I think you can always use more friends to talk about some of the experiences you've had.
Oh, yeah.
And you can also meet a romantic interest through doing that.
I do. I
B,
do
what do you
psychic,
think?
I do have a psychic ability.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, clear conscience, where I can... For years, I see visions and I get gut feelings about certain things, and it's like somebody's telling me in my ear, "Don't go out, stay home. You're gonna get in trouble, or you're gonna be around people that are gonna try to disrespect you. To stay home." And it's like I would hear things in my ears.
Well, that's your higher self talking to you. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's your inner guides. Exactly. But how it comes to me, dear, is that you have moose energy. I know you're going to laugh at this, but the moose is real proud about tooting his own horn. So the way it comes to me is that be spontaneous. Be spontaneous as far as love is concerned. Don't be afraid to toot your own horn. You have a lot going on for you, a lot of good stuff. You have to let people know that there's that good stuff inside of you in order to attract a like mate. Be the moose. Go out there and be proud of your masculinity. Be proud of your ambiguity, okay? Because you're in touch with both your male and female side. You're pretty well balanced.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So don't be afraid. I mean, to let people know that you have vulnerabilities and you have strengths. And be proud of it. That's what I
get. I think a workshop would do that for him, you know, something like that, or just a gathering. It could be a drum circle. Anything where
I could
tell you where to find it, okay? But to find it, you must do that yourself. I can't do it for you. That would be great, because you do feel isolated. You need some friends. I manipulate, too. Okay? I think every psychic does, whether they know it and admit to it or not. Here's where I want you. I want you with a circle of friends that you can speak of your experiences with without fear of censure or shame or mockery. And I also want you in an environment where you can meet people who share the same beliefs, because that's the kind of life partner you need. There's a way to get to that. So you see, I'm trying to accomplish two things at once, and I'm not even being sneaky about it. I'm telling you outright. I'm trying to manipulate you into drum circles or spiritual places where spiritual workshops are being held. I'd rather you didn't have to spend money for it, and there are lots of free resources and things you can go to. I think that's your best bet. It also allows me to say, hey, if you go here, you can find love, a long-lasting, long-term, committed relationship a lot sooner rather than later.
No,
I like that. Yeah, I get it. Does that help, James?
So you're good to go.
I hope it helps you. Good. That is wonderful. God bless you, and thank you for calling us today.
Warmest
blessings. All right, dear heart. Bye.
Yeah, I love how you can pick up animal energy, B. I can't do that. And whenever you said moose, I was like, man, I spend most of my life trying not to toot my own horn. There it went again. See? And like a Freudian slip, but I swear I'm not a whore. I am a Scorpio, and yet I am not a whore. I meant toot my own horn. Moose is one of my totems. in Native American medicine, but I try to go, some things will offset your energy, which is why B tells you what it is. They will offset it, like being a psychic offsets that moose energy. Where it benefits me is that I'm tooting your horn instead of my own. I can't toot my horn. It's not. If you come across any psychic saying they're 100% accurate, give me their address, and B and I will wrestle up a camera crew, and we'll tell you how accurate they are. See, that's the show I want to do. There's so many reality shows out there. I could be the bad cop. B would be the good cop. We could bust down, you know, those dark energies, waving rubber chickens around, operations with psychics, and then I take them to task, and B could be the calm one with her hand on my shoulder saying, okay, Lydia, you don't need to, you need to calm down. I'm telling you, she'll do it, right? We need to do that, B. We need to get that reality show going. Psychic Busters.
I love that. Oh, I like that. Ooh, we'll have to talk about that.
Seriously, I think we should do it. I think it would be a ratings hit. Because I'm out there with all my bad stuff. I'm very honest about what I can and can't do. My problem is I expect other people to kind of follow that. B does. A lot of legitimate psychics do. But the ones who don't, I want to get at. I want to get at. Hey, look, put it this way. Whenever a teacher sleeps with a student, don't you think the other teachers who are good, upstanding, fine citizens want to beat that teacher with pointy little sticks until she bleeds? Yes, they do. Okay? Maybe they're nicer like B, but okay, if it's a psychic who's scamming people, I want to beat them with little sticks until they bleed. But I'm pretty sure the FAA or whoever governs the television. And then there's the police and, you know.
Yeah, and then we get into it, I know.
Yeah, I know. But you'd hold me. See, you keep me from doing that.
Aww.
That's why psychic busters, man.
Face.
We have to do it.
Oh my, I know life is good though. I'm enjoying it. I think this is great. I'm loving what we're doing here on GGM Radio. I'm loving all of our shows. We've got some really great people. I can't wait for you to come back on, and I think you and I are going to have a chat about Psychic Busters. That might be really
cool. Oh, I think it'd be great. I really do think it would be a huge hit because I would love to get my hands on them. And you know how I am, B. I mean, I just don't. You know what? You can call me just about anything to my face. Think witch with a B in front, okay? Somebody actually did call me that not that long ago. And I looked at them. They got in my face spitting at me. It was a year or two ago. And they said witch with a B in front. And I said, and your point is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind admitting what I am. You know, my philosophy is we're all hypocrites at one point or another. But the more you admit to hypocrisy, the less of it you have. So I'm out there front and center with it. This is who I am. I am sometimes a hypocrite. There you go.
Well, I'm not sure about the hypocrite. I think you walk the talk. That's how I see you. I feel that you walk the talk, and your animal energies are wonderful, and you carry bear energy as well as moose. I mean, I see bear around you. You're extremely protective of those you deal with, and I love that. I mean, you really, you know, give your all when you do a reading for somebody. Now, I think we should get you right on this next caller.
Excellent segue. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Area code 305.
Hello, B.
Hey,
how are you? This is Lana.
Hi.
Hi. It's a pleasure to listen to you. Can you hear me?
Not really. There's a lot going on around you. That's not a psychic thing.
Because I'm walking.
Can hear it.
No, I'm walking. I'm out in the street.
Oh,
so
that's why.
How is it working for us today?
Maybe a question for B. B, somebody tell me to use Amazonite. And I asked someone who's going to Brazil to bring me one. Can you tell me how that will help?
I can't hear her.
B, I think she said that someone told her to get Tanzanite and asked how that would help her.
No.
What?
No, Amazonite.
Oh, Amazonite. Yes, Amazonite is a wonderful stone, dear. That's the stone of femininity. that helps to bolster our feminine side, helps us to get in touch with it. It also is very good for psychics and women, particularly women who are looking to develop their psychic ability. It also is It also is a very good heart stop for the food. So Amazonite is a wonderful stuff. I'm going to have to hang up and start that. Yeah.
Well, you explained
everything else.
Thank you, Bea. Thank you, Livia. All the best.
Love you, darling.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Yeah, good on her for asking you, because, I mean, I do study. I can't. I kind of have diarrhea of the mind whenever it comes to that and math. Like, I wear
what
stones. I have I have a whole little squirrely thing full of stones that are just going to help me. And Suzanne and I, that's my best pal and co-host, used to be my co-host of Psychically Correct. We both wear them, and they're just chock full of stones. And then, of course, I have the ones I wear on my fingers. But I will tell you, I had to keep all the little slips that told me what they were. Now, don't you have a book on crystals, Bea?
Yes, I do. Crystal
well,
healing.
You need to get that, people, because I can tell you, if I don't wear that around my neck, I actually do. There are stones that actually help you. So I actually do wear those until my neck can't handle the weight of all of them anymore, and then I have to take a break. But I do notice a difference.
Yeah, I like.
So what's your book, and where can we find it?
We can get the book from ggmradio.com. That's a good place to go. You can also get it in any of the online bookstores, Amazon.com and BN.com for Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million. It's awesome to be able to worldwide, I mean, to be able to have that available worldwide. I feel really honored. Honored at how the book has grown. It's pretty cool.
As well, it should.
Yeah. Hey, we've got another caller for you, and we only got 13 minutes. Let's go get Audrey. Audrey, you are live and on the air. Audrey with Bea and Lydia.
Oh, thank you, Bea, and thank you, Lydia. You sound awesome. I'm excited for you and your new programming with Greater Good Ministries coming on board with us all. Welcome. I would like to know what you see. I've been in Texas, in Dallas, with David, my sweetheart, and I'm just thinking Texas isn't really my cup of tea unless I go back to Austin. My question is, where do you see me moving to?
Oh, boy. That's more like a choice than anything else. And I don't like making choices
for anyone.
Okay,
how about I change it? Cancel that. Want me to ask you a different one?
Sure.
What do you have, what kind of career news do you have for me, career messages?
Are you trying to go out in a different direction or expand, or am I off from the start?
No, you're right on.
Okay. As far as it almost feels kind of connected, but still in a different area, which would be an expansion. This is the time to do that. By the way, if you're just at the point you're considering it, you're seriously considering it. You've looked into it and investigated a little bit, right?
But
you haven't actually taken the final steps, if you will, to go ahead and make it a reality. This is the time to do that. The problem with that is it does play very much into what you just said, which is you'd like to make a move. If you want to pursue this kind of career thing, you're probably better off to move to a place you've been curious about, a place that you think might bring you peace. They even have an option, a free option on, I think it's Astrodantist. I'm not sure how they say it, but you can see what places are good for you creatively or business-wise. It's a free option on there. But wherever you feel would probably, your gut instincts are the best thing you have to go by, okay? A lot of people, their gut instincts, they don't give them themselves enough credit for using them. But I think it would be better for you to make the move before you made this expansion, because you're going to feel much better. There's, I don't know, I don't like talking dark energy or negative energy, because sometimes energy is what you make it. But there are places that states, even, there are places that feel a bit more negative or maybe don't mesh with you as well as you'd like. Texas is one of those places that's kind of stopped meshing for you the way it used to. So you already know, you already have an idea in your head. I don't need to know, because I know in your mind you already have at least a few alternatives where you wouldn't mind going, moving to.
Options, yeah.
Yes.
And since you already have that in your head, I don't need to know it. I just need to say, look, I think it would be in your best interest to make the move first, because then you'll have renewed vigor, you'll have renewed will, and you can really go at this in the way you wanted to. And I feel whatever this expansion, whatever this different direction, it feels like the same thing. It almost feels like an extension of what you do now, but like in a different way or with a different platform. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of New Mexico or Arizona, those two.
Right, but you
gut.
Need to get there before you take off on this new direction, kind of new direction in career. I say kind of new because I still think where you want to go is connected to what you do now. It's just a bit different. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave the healthcare industry completely, sales.
Right, but whatever you're going to do is in some way connected with that.
I think, is that right, B?
Okay, let's put it this way. You could be working as a registered nurse, okay? A lot of psychics have worked in healthcare, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Most of them I know who are legitimate. If you were an RN at a hospital or even in administration and you decided to go do is it Reiki or Reiki? I never get it right.
Reiki. Yeah,
Reiki. If you decide to go to do that, if you decide to go into psychology, if you decide to go anywhere within a healing profession, you're still
working in the
same area.
I got you. No, because I am a healer. That's what I'm doing. And
absolutely.
But I'm
going to
just
yeah.
I'm going to leave the corporate healing environment is what I'm going to do and expand.
But that's still that makes sense then. See, I want to make sure that I'm making sense. That's what every psychic has to do.
Yeah, you
if you were paying me, I would pound you mercilessly on this, and in fact, I'm doing it now, to make sure that what I'm telling you makes sense, because I know it's in the same field, but it's different. So that's what you want to do. That's what you should do, and you should do it, but you need to do it after the move, because you need a fresh environment. You need a fresh perspective. You need the excitement that comes with endless possibilities living in a new place. So that needs to be there first, because it's only going to kind of imbue your work after you move, imbue this new direction, and cast it in a much more favorable light. You'll be much more excited, much more high-spirited. It won't be a situation where you kind of dread getting up. I don't think you ever really dreaded doing the work, but there was something about the atmosphere that's been severely lacking lately. So move. This is my opinion. I'm going to ask B hers. I think that the move first and then going off in this different direction, your timing couldn't be better. B, what do you think, though?
It's real interesting the way you put it. The way I'm getting it is that there's a lot of mixed energy here, and you're right about the options. It's almost like I can see her spreading herself west, east, south, and it's going to depend on a lot's going to depend on how you feel comfortable, Audrey. It's that comfort level that you have to find. I too feel that you're ready to leave the Dallas area, and I feel that this is a very possible exchange by summertime for you.
Right. But the only thing that I got a little bit confused with Lydia, in all honesty, was the part where, for me, I'm hoping for the connection first before I know where I'm going to move. You know, like with the invitation.
Like a job or something. Yeah.
Exactly.
A yeah, firm, but you can yeah. get that by email. It looks to me like you network with
a
people
firm.
Via email. You network with people
sure.
to the point where you could have an offer on the table that you're moving towards, but you're not actually doing it. Do you see what I mean? So
yep.
you can set up. I'm not worried about you setting up the job and moving into the area. I'm worried about you working the job before you move into the area. Do you see what I mean? There's a difference.
Oh,
I
uh-huh.
don't want you working in this new area where you are now. If you
yeah,
set
I don't
up the job ahead
gonna,
of time.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. What do you think, B? Do you think it's not going to happen until I know the offer first and where I'm going?
I feel that that's one of the options. I feel that a job will definitely influence as to where you go. I think that's why I see it spreading out the way I see it, because there are options out there for you. And you've been making
the
right connections.
Is it the direction that you're going into, more self-supervised?
Oh, it's completely self.
So I'm confused. You can make contacts out there, but if where you're moving, you're going to be more self-supervised, you can create the contacts. But if it's,
yeah.
this is my point of confusion, because, you see, I ask if it's
oh,
self-supervised
no, I see what
because
you,
that's
yeah.
what I get. If it's okay. self-supervised, all you need are people that you can network with. So you, okay, how can I say this better? I get it. It's self-supervised. If it's self-supervised, you can move anywhere. All you need is contacts if you want to increase your business in that given area. That's it.
Right.
So you
right.
don't need a job offer, in my opinion.
No,
you need
it's
contacts
more of a,
ahead of time.
Yeah, but I haven't connected with the PR or talent manager that B and I have been talking about. You know, the manager, partner. You know what I'm saying? I haven't made that.
I know what you're saying,
like,
but this is a situation where
yeah.
you if that's not working out, there may very well be a reason it's not working out. Look elsewhere. See what your options are there. And that does not mean that you or B or anyone else who's involved in this has to say, okay, I'm never going to use that manager because they've not told me anything or they've not given me the information. All I want is for you to have options. You may mesh with someone else better, but you don't know if you're not looking.
Right.
I'm being told, well, yeah, I'm being told, too, to tell you to trust the process, that you've got the wheels in motion, and
yeah.
it's a matter of trusting the process.
Yeah, no.
I'm not good at that, B. I am not good, never have been, never will be, with trusting the process. I want to know. I want to know right now, and that's that. So that's what I say. That's why I come up with it being self-supervised. If it's self-supervised,
right.
I'm immediately going to be confused as to why you need anyone before you move, because the market is there. The market's
the financial
there.
Part has to be the financial offering and has to be there, you know, before I can just drop my corporate job that I have now and go and move.
Oh,
you know?
I don't think you should drop the job. I don't think
no, I'm not going to do that until I have the new offer. But that's where I cannot be totally self on my own yet unless I had the finances, you know, in place.
Right,
or,
but that's something you can find by reaching out past what you've already done. I mean, that's where I say you don't have to worry, because you can at least have an offer on the table before you move. I
yeah,
think work is self-supervised, but you can make contacts other than what you have now, and you need to. You need to have options on the table. I'm not worried about the finances simply because I know they're there. They will be there. You can reach
yeah.
out and find them past where you're looking right now. And the reason
yeah.
I say this is because I wouldn't see you there and thriving if it weren't there. And it's doable. It's so doable. You just have to reach out to different people.
Yeah.
Or friends who know people. And here's the other thing that's lacking. This is never going to be cohesive until you know where you want to move, because that's where your contact needs to be. So you're thinking of two different places, as I recall, two, three different places, New Mexico
yeah.
and somewhere else. So you need to look
yeah.
there for people in both of those states. You need to look for
yeah.
people who might be able to bring you what you need.
Right.
And
I
then
think
you have
she's
to decide
that,
either
yeah.
which is better, or you
yeah.
have to decide, I want to be in New Mexico, and I'm going to find someone who can help me there before I leave here.
Yeah, no, I'm in the process of doing the networking right now. Like we just mentioned, yeah, I'm in that process, yeah. And I have been for the, you know, the last few months as well. I am a heavy networker, definitely.
I hate to cut this short, but
you
gotta
go.
We've got about
okay.
Yeah. And Audrey's
thank
got a show
thank
coming up.
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you, Audrey. And no, Audrey's got a show good. Coming up on here on GGM today at 2 o'clock. Audrey will be on with My Beauty Angel. And Lydia's show will be starting at 4 o'clock on Saturdays. So don't forget to catch Lydia on Lydia's Literary Lowdown. That's starting on March 23rd. I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. I really am. Just remember, it's not psychically oriented.
Yeah. Let's tell everyone your psychic website, which is Lydia.
Well, I don't like to advertise myself at all. It is Lydia at LydiaAsWolf.com or LydiaAsWolf.com is where I'm located. But don't. I'm just not okay with promoting myself. I never am. But I'll tell you what I do like. I like networking on Twitter. You can find me there at Lydia Aswolf. I like shooting the breeze with people. And I'm on Facebook as well. It's Lydia Aswolf again. I love talking to people, but I don't like advertising to people. So if you want to add me, follow me, whatever, feel free.
Absolutely. Lydia Aswolf, everybody. Lydia, thank you for being my guest today. As always, it's a pleasure.
Thank
I just
you
love
so
you.
Much
I
for
love that
me.
Energy. Absolutely. I love your energy, and I'd like to let everyone know that they can find Lydia on Facebook, Lydia Aswolf, or LydiaAswolf.com. Warmest blessings to each and every one of you that joined us today on the telephone and also in our chat room. God bless you all, sending waves of love to each and every one. Bye now.